From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Death toll up to 80 in Afghanistan. The Islamic State terror group claimed credit for a bomb attack in Kabul Saturday that killed at least 80 people and wounded hundreds of others during a mass protest rally. A website linked to Islamic State terror group claimed responsibility for the violence. A statement said the attack was meant to warn Afghanistan's ethnic Hazaras, who are mostly Shiite, to stop joining the Syrian government in its fight against the terror group. An Afghan Interior Ministry statement says three suicide bombers assaulted the peaceful demonstrators. It said one of them detonated his device among the protesters. One mistakenly killed only himself, while a third was shot dead by security forces guarding the rally. Chancellor Angela Merkel said that German security forces will do everything possible to protect the security and freedom of all people in Germany in the wake of two attacks in less than a week. She said, such an evening and such a night is difficult for all of us to bear, and it's even more difficult to bear because we've had so much terrible news in so few days. She went on to say that they will find out what exactly lay behind the crimes in Munich and that they will not rest until they have precise knowledge about the two incidents that have plagued her country over the last week. Speaking to reporters Saturday in Berlin, Merkel said that Friday night's deadly rampage in Munich, which she called a night of terror, and Monday's attack on board a train in Würzburg were carried out in places where any of us could have been and have left Germans wondering where is safe. An 18-year-old German-Iranian man opened fire in a crowded shopping mall in Munich on Friday night, killing nine people and wounding more than a dozen others. At least 16 people, including children, were in the hospital and three were in critical condition. And that according to Bavarian police on Saturday morning. This is VOA News. In U.S. politics, yesterday's buzz is today's news as Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton has named Virginia Senator Tim Kaine as her vice presidential running mate. Observers say Kaine has the potential to attract voters who don't like Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump and those who haven't quite embraced Hillary Clinton as yet. Kaine recently spoke on NBC's Meet the Press about the anger among American voters.
Are there reasons for people to be upset and angry? Sure. At Washington, at the economy, there's all kinds of challenges we have, but leaders got to speak to the best in people, and especially in our country. Let's talk about here. We got to have people who know how to bring us together. And you know, I'm a strong supporter of Secretary Clinton, and that's one of the many reasons that I'm a supporter of her.
Before her announcement of Kaine as a running mate, Clinton made a campaign appearance.
Well, I think after the last week, what we saw in Cleveland, we'd better be ready to go win an election in November.
She said Trump offers fear, anger, and resentment, but no solutions to America's problems. In this week's weekly presidential address, Senator Elizabeth Warren joined President Obama to discuss how far they say we've come since the financial crisis of 2008. When what they call the recklessness of Wall Street caused millions of Americans to lose their jobs, homes, and savings, President Obama gave a brief history of the crisis.
8 years ago, after some big banks made irresponsible and risky bets with your money, we almost slipped into another Great Depression. While the recklessness started on Wall Street, it didn't take long before it led to real pain for folks on Main Street.
Senator Warren underscored the importance of the Wall Street reforms the president signed into law.
But these new rules are making our financial system more transparent. They're getting rid of a lot of fine print, and they're making sure that if the bank screws up, you have someone to call so you don't get stuck with the bill.
As a result of these reforms, the first ever Consumer Financial Protection Bureau was established. President Obama says the U.S. had no knowledge or involvement in last week's coup attempt in Turkey. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has accused U.S.-based Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen or his followers of being behind the failed bid to take over the Turkish government on July the 15th. In the aftermath of the failed coup, Turkish officials say they have now detained 10,400 people. The International Organization for Migration reports nearly 3,000 refugees and migrants crossing the Mediterranean Sea to Europe have died so far this year. IOM spokesman Joel Millman tells VOA having such a large number of migrants die at sea is alarming.
It's also very important to note that we are approaching the 250,000 arrival mark. Last year, we didn't hit 3,000 until almost a million people had come. So,
this is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.